What's up? It's your boy, Official Ness for the Nerd of Godcast. I'm so excited that just a few days ago, I finally got my hands on a Super Nintendo Classic. This thing is awesome. Jam-packed with like 20 games, one of them being The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. Interestingly enough, it is my first Zelda game. I know. I'm definitely late jumping on board to this train, but I gotta start somewhere, right? Well, the hunt is most certainly on for the Master Sword. I'm loving this game so much, but I will tell you this, I've never utilized a map as much as I've used the one on this game. Maybe it's the switching of screens or scenery that has me double and sometimes triple tracking my steps, but man is it fun. And then it had me thinking about maps in general, and how I had to revert back to it so many times to make sure I was taking the right steps in the right direction. Much like the Word of God, the ultimate map, and God being our ultimate guide, not just of Hyrule, but of our lives. The Bible says this about God's directional power in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. As much as I love pressing X to figure out what path to take in Zelda, God wants us to press into His heart and search for Him so that He can show us what path to take in our lives. The more we search for Him, the straighter and more clear our paths will become. So get in the game, press into God's heart and see where He takes you. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to listen to our full show, please check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever fine podcasts are consumed. I'm Official Ness for the Nerd of God Daily. Stay fresh and stay blessed.